Well, there are also some big ideas being bandied about in Europe at this point, and especially in light of recent numbers that have been released. Turns out the German economy slowed sharply between the months of April and June. Germany's actually been the one bright spot in the Eurozone when it comes to the economy, but growth slowed down to just 0.1% in the last quarter. That's according to figures from the National Statistics Office. Those figures came out just ahead of this meeting this morning between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Joining us now, Steve Evans, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. And Steve, you're in Leipzig, right?
I am. I'm in the middle of the market in Leipzig, buzzing, vibrant place in the old East Germany. But they are digesting these figures. The plan was, everybody thought, that the German economy would grow robustly this year, 2.5%, something like that. And that would pull the rest of the Eurozone away from recession. You know, the US may be going back into recession. Europe hoped to avoid it because of Germany. But we had these measly, miserable figures this morning showing that the economy grew by 0.1% in the second 3 months of the year. So that's now making everybody rethink things and also making political leaders wonder how you can keep the Eurozone together, 17 countries with one currency, if the strongest economy stops growing.
And in fact, people were looking for Germany perhaps to kind of sponsor a bailout of the rest of the Eurozone, that Germany might help pay to get countries under other countries onto a more stable, even keel. That was already unpopular in Germany, and I bet it's even more unpopular this morning.
Well, that's right. Nobody likes giving their money away. Nobody likes putting their hands in their pockets and taking out their hard-earned wages and giving it to other countries, particularly if they think those other countries haven't got their act together. And so we've had a string of bailouts, with Germany as the strong economy being the prime donor. And every time you get a new bailout, the people, as it were, let their views be known. OK, this time, but don't think about it next time. The snag for Chancellor Merkel is there may well be a next time, and that's the problem she's got, and that's the problem she will discuss with the leader of France as well.
Steve Evans, it's great that you're there in Leipzig, in former East Germany, because I'm wondering if at that meeting between Sarkozy and Angela Merkel, that those two leaders will talk about dismantling what Helmut Kohl, a former chancellor, put together years ago that transformed the very place you're in, Leipzig.
If you mean the unity of Germany, that is more solid than the chair I'm sitting on. There's absolutely no way that's going to go. But if you mean the Eurozone, I think it's outside their hands now. The problem is that politicians are chasing after this crisis, and I suspect you get the same feeling on your end as well. Politicians are chasing after a crisis, and just when they think they've got a grip on it, or might have a grip on it, the thing slips away from them again. It runs even faster. And that's the problem they've got with the Eurozone. Just as they think they've got a summit where things are agreed and a bit of money's forthcoming, the thing gets a little bit worse. So there is a fear now, and I think the people have picked up on that, that maybe this thing's beyond the control of politicians.
That's Steve Evans, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, speaking from Leipzig, Germany. That meeting between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy, scheduled to begin in less than an hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.